We are a tech group from Blake Theater. We are currently rehearsing for the third production of the year. Our production is called Enchanted Bookshop by Todd Wallinger.
This play is about famous book characters that come to life at night to save Miss Margie's bookshop. The dates of the shows are April 5th at 7 p.m. and April 6th at 1 and 7 p.m.
In this episode of the podcast, we interviewed several Blake teachers about their favorite books and characters, as well as so much more. We hope you enjoy listening.
Okay, hello. I am Chase.
I am Dax.
And we are here with the Blake Theater Podcast interviewing Miss McGilvery, a 7th grade English teacher. So, what's your favorite book character?
My favorite book character is Anne Shirley from Anne of Green Gables.
Nice.
Why do you like this character? I like her because she's really positive. She's very optimistic. She is an orphan who goes to a new family. And even though she's had a lot of struggles and hard times, she's very positive. And she's always looking at the brighter side of things.
Do you feel like you connect with her?
I do. I always try to bring positivity to everything that I do, and I think a positive mindset can change everything. So remaining positive and always looking at the good side of things, I think, is an important thing to have.
Yeah. So how did you discover this book, Sasha character?
I actually first read it in 6th grade. So I read it in school. Mm-hmm. And then I've read it since then because I enjoyed it so much. And it's not only a book, it's also a movie, and they recently came out with a series on Netflix.
Wow.
About Anne, so it's a big franchise now.
How many times have you read the book?
I've probably read it 3 or 4 times, I'd say.
Do you often reread books?
I don't often reread books, but I do reread my favorite books. But I have so many books on my list that I can't spend too much time rereading them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, keep me on the subject of books. What's your favorite bookshop? And would you want to stay the night if you knew that the characters from certain books would come to life?
So my favorite bookshop is actually in Argentina. And it's on the corner of this very busy city. And when you go inside, it's a very quiet space. And they have books all over the walls. And you can also order coffee and pastries and just sit and read a book. So I really loved going there when I was living in Argentina.
Do you remember what it was called?
I think it was, well, the name of it was in Spanish.
Oh, of course it okay. was.
I think it that was called sense. El Libro en la Esquina, which means the book on the corner.
Makes sense if it's a bookstore. On the book. And who would you invite to stay with you if those characters from that store came to life?
People from my life?
Just any
books. Like, who would I invite from my own life? Or
yeah, like, who would you invite to stay with you at the bookstore if you knew the characters would come to life?
Oh, I think my grandmother, because she also shared my love of reading, and I think she would find it really cool, and she would be very outgoing and want to chat with all the characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time answering the questions.
Thank you.
So now we will be going to the next segment.
Bye.
Hi, this is Lucy from the Blake Theater Program. Today we are talking to...
This is Pratt.
All right, so what is your favorite book character?
You know, that's a tough question, like picking a favorite child. I don't really have a favorite, but I can say currently I'm reading this series that I'm obsessed with. And my favorite character is a character called Cinder. So it's called the Lunar Chronicles, and this character, they're like fractured fairy tales. So Cinder is very much like Cinderella. So she's currently my favorite character. I'm actually on the third book now, tracking what she's up to.
All right. What book is this character from?
Yeah, so it's from the Lunar Chronicles. The first book is titled Cinder. And it's cool because it's like dystopian future, and it has nothing to do with what you'd imagine like a Cinderella story to be like, but it's a futuristic tale that takes the core of the character, Cinder, is much like our Cinderella. Like, she's, is that my next question? Like, why do I like her so much?
Oh, yeah.
So I like her so much because like our Cinderella story, this is a person with like so many wonderful gifts and talents. She's humble. In this case, our Cinder is a cyborg. Super cool. She's part machine, part human. And she has some special gifts that are secret to her, that some gifts she doesn't even know about yet. And she's very humble. She's kind. And she meets people who see that in her, which is really great. All the other characters that work with her see her for who she, the wonderful thing she is.
All right. Do you make any connections to this character?
Let's see. I'm not a cyborg, fortunately. But I think I like to think of like some of the things that others may view as like a weakness, as a strength. Like, I'm very much ADHD, but I find great strength in that. You know, I got like hyper focus when I need to. I can tell in a classroom that kid's on their Chrome. They're playing games. You over there, you're on your phone. It's like my hyper awareness is a strength. So it's kind of cool. I can see that, you know, Cinder has these, she's a cyborg, and people kind of look at cyborgs as kind of being different and other and not part of, you know, the traditional community, but it makes her that much stronger.
How did you discover this book or this book character?
Actually, my daughter, who's in seventh grade, was reading it and was telling me about it, and I like to try to read the same books that she reads, and then I get ideas to tell my students about these characters and these books. So she was reading Cinder, and then she was like, the next one is Scarlet. It's kind of like a fractured fairy tale based on Little Red Riding Hood, because Scarlet is red and she wears like a red hoodie. But it's still all the same characters. Cinder's in there, but she ropes in Scarlet. And then the next one, this one is Cress. And it's like follows like Rapunzel type. She's like locked in a satellite all by herself in space. And she's got an evil person that watches her and makes her do things. So it's really cool to, you know, follow all the characters and then meet new characters.
All right. How many times have you read the book?
Well, I'm on the third in the series. And I got to say, I haven't reread any of the books, but I don't typically follow series. Like, you know, I'll read the first one, I love it. And I'll read the second one, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of like this, the first one. I never really like, I'm captured by an entire series, but this one, it's like I keep, I think I have one more after this one. I think there are four, and I want to just keep, I guess I want to stay with the series, the Chronicles, the Lunar Chronicles.
Do you often reread books?
You know what? I don't. I've definitely thought about rereading some books, like classic books that I read in high school that I can kind of look at from a different perspective now, maybe more appreciation. But there are so many great books. I end up just reading new books. I'm not a big rereader, I would say.
What's your favorite bookshop?
Ooh, I feel like I have to say Parktree Books. But Parktree Books is awesome. I also love Aesop's Fable in Sherbourne. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's in Holliston. It's in my town. It's in Holliston. It's owned by a woman who lives in Sherbourne. But Aesop's Fable, super cool. It's like in this little nook, like down, you like go down the stairs, and it's like cozy, and she has great selection. you know, some puzzles and toys too. But
would you want to stay the night if you knew the characters would come to life?
In bookstore? Totally. Totally. Like, I'm telling you, it's a very cozy space. So I could easily camp out, find a little place to hole up. And then to hang out with, like, Cinder and Crass and Scarlet and, you know, like, help them, like, be tough and do stuff. Yeah, I could do that.
Who would you invite to stay with you?
Well, I would probably invite my wonderful interviewer here. First, you'd have to read the book. But I would say you're welcome to join me. I'd also invite my daughter, of course, because she got me into the book.
The weird thing is I might have tried to read the book and then stopped after 10 pages.
Really? Hey, you have every right to abandon the book, except if you're reading it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you for, I'm honored to be interviewed.
All right, so we are signing off.
I'm Yashika, and I'm here with
Luke
and Mrs. Shaw.
And today is episode 1 of Favorite Books and Characters.
What is your favorite book character, and what book is this character from?
Okay, so I have read a lot of books because I am old, but I'm going to do my favorite recent book character. Does that make sense? My most recent favorite character. So my current favorite character is Ryland Grace. He's from a book called Project Hail Mary. And he was a middle school science teacher, shocker, who became an astronaut and he was sent to save the world. This is actually my first science fiction book I've ever read, surprisingly.
And like, why do you like this character and what makes you connect to them?
I like this character because he is smart, resourceful, thoughtful, and kind. I connected with him because we share similar values of putting others first and just his genuine curiosity. He's definitely way smarter than I am, but it was really interesting to read about how he solves a lot of problems, both social and scientific. And some of the stuff in the book is connected to things we learn here at Blake.
How did you discover the book or the character?
I discovered this book on my own. I really like to read, but I don't really read as much as I used to. I still read every day, even if it's only a few pages. The author, Andy Weir, also wrote The Martian. Have any of you guys ever seen that movie? Oh, it's so good. You have to see it. I haven't read the book. I did buy it, but the movie was awesome. And I read another book he wrote, and I just really enjoy his writing.
Have you read this book multiple times?
I have only read it once.
Do you like to reread books?
I actually have never reread a book in my entire life. I have friends who do that, and I see the value in it, but I just really like books, so I always want to read a new one.
And what's your favorite bookshop? And would you stay the night if you knew the characters would come to life?
Ooh, I don't have a favorite bookshop. I've actually only been to a few in my life, sorry to say. I get most of my books on my Kindle to try to save space, and I go to the library in my town. I kind of went back and forth about staying the night because some characters are scary that you read about and I wouldn't want to meet them. But I guess to put a positive spin on it, it would be worth it for the good characters.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Shaw.
Thank you, guys.
This is the Blake Middle School Techers signing off. We hope to see each and every one of you at the show.